Mary and the Birth of Jesus. Omran's wife was a faithful and pious woman and had no child. She wished God would bestow upon her an offspring. One day she rose her head and started praying to God. "You great God of the whole universe, I have just made a vow that if you grant me a child, I shall send him to be at your service in Jerusalem." After a short time, great God responded to her request through granting her a daughter who was named Mary. As she had vowed, she took Mary to Jerusalem, and Zechariah undertook to raise and take care of her. There in Jerusalem, Zechariah gave her a room where she could worship and say her prayers to God. Whenever Zechariah went to her sanctuary, he found some heavenly sustenance there. He asked her, "You Mary, where did this heavenly food come from?" Mary always answered, "From God, for he provides sustenance for whoever he wishes." God had granted Mary a state of infallibility, as well as a high rank and superiority over the other women of her time. Once, while Mary was busy praying in her sanctuary, Gabriel came down to her. Mary was very much embarrassed, but Gabriel calmed her down and said, "Don't be scared. I am God's angel, and I have brought you some glad tidings from God. The Almighty will soon grant you a son who shall be respectful in this world and the hereafter, and who will speak immediately after his birth in his cradle." Mary replied, "How is such a thing possible while I'm not married yet?" Gabriel, "This is not out of God's power. He is the greatest, and he is able to create anything at any time. Therefore, whatever he wills shall immediately come true." Mary submitted to God's will and waited until there came the time she had to give birth to her child. The heart pain she had during her delivery caused her to go towards a dry palm tree. In that desert, she patiently suffered the great pain of delivering her child, and finally she gave birth to a beautiful baby all alone and without any assistance. During these hard, painful moments, she got somehow harassed of the grief and sorrow, and so murmured, "I wish I had died before this very hour, and I was considered to be of the forgotten." But all of a sudden, Mary, who was depressed and disappointed, heard a pleasing sound which was trying to console her. It said, "Don't be sorrowful. Through your God's will, a stream shall start flowing under your feet. Drink from its water and shake the dry palm tree under which you are sitting." Fresh dates shall then fall down with your God's permission. Eat those dates and be happy, for God is the most merciful. Those heavenly words consoled Mary's depressed soul, but she was still afraid of the reproaches and ironical words of people about her giving birth to a baby while still unmarried. But God again guided and recommended her through a revelation. "If you find anyone reproaching or humiliating you, tell them you have vowed to fast for God, and so you cannot talk to anyone during this period." Mary, after the birth of Jesus, hugged him and came to Jerusalem. But as soon as she entered Jerusalem, Jews noticed Mary and her child and started attributing false and unjust accusations as well as bad names to her. One of them said, "You, Mary, how could you have a child without having married?" Mary pointed to her child so that they would ask him this question. But the other man said, "How can we talk to a baby who is not still able to talk?" "You mean we should talk to a baby who is still in cradle?" At that time, the baby, through God's power, started talking and declared his high and lofty position. He said, "I am a subject of God. God has granted me to marry and appointed me to be a prophet. The Almighty has blessed me and recommended me to say my prayers. Be charitable and be kind to my mother as long as I shall live." With these words, Jesus introduced himself and proved Mary's chastity and virtue, for the birth of such a child was an extraordinary miracle, and it wasn't possible except through a virtuous and chaste mother. Also, God, who made him talk at such a stage, had surely been able to give birth to him without a father. Even after hearing these clear statements, which were best proofs in themselves, the Jews did not stop their sarcastic remarks against them and continued with the evil words they used to say about Mary, and so remained in the darkness of their deep ignorance. But there were still some faithful people who, having seen that great miracle, knew undoubtedly that this infant was one of God's great signs. Years later, Jews who were quite hostile to Jesus the prophet and Mary decided to kill him. It was very difficult to find Jesus at that time, but they found one of his disciples and asked him where Jesus was hidden. However, they did not get much information out of him. Then they went to see one of the treacherous disciples of Jesus, who finally betrayed him and showed them where Jesus had been hidden. The Jews then decided to crucify him, but in God's will and through his great power, Jesus was taken to the sky, and so Jews crucified another man who resembled him quite perfectly.